Members of the Squamish Valley Equestrian Association, SVEA, are thrilled a lease for their Brennan Park location has been approved for the foreseeable future. On December 20, District of Squamish Council voted unanimously to give staff authorization to execute a lease agreement with the association. Subject to statutory notices, meaning information about the agreement will be published for 2 weeks, the nonprofit SVEA will soon sign a 15-year lease with the District of Squamish for the 39,101 Loggers Lane property. This will allow us to continue with upgrades to the property, grow and promote equestrian activities in the Sea to Sky corridor, and most importantly, apply for permits to cover the small riding arena, SVEA Treasurer Stephanie Golder told the Squamish chief after the meeting. SVEA, which currently has more than 70 active members, has leased the property since the late 1980s. The most recent lease between District and the SVEA began in 2009 and has continued on a year-to-year basis since 2012. Renewals for agreements with user groups at Brennan Park were put on hold until the Brennan Park Fields and Lands Master Plan was adopted in 2021. Association leaders have been crossing their fingers for some time that a long-term lease on the site would be secured, as they have plans for further facilities, such as erecting a covered ring to allow members to ride year-round. With equestrian properties being bought up in recent years, places to ride and take lessons near downtown have been dwindling. The association is still fundraising for the cost of putting up the covered ring, which they have already acquired and are storing. A long-term lease helps their case when they apply for grants to help with this fundraising. As part of the lease, the association will update the district for review annually. The property will also be available for other user groups to use. Coun. Chris Pettingle said he had some reservations about such a long lease for a user group that is considered quite privileged but was comforted by what he heard about the association. I was comforted to see that the membership fees were quite reasonable, he said. When I think of equestrian, I think of a very expensive sport, but that didn't seem to be the case with the membership fees. For 2022, a yearly riding membership with the SVEA is $40 per person and $60 for a family. A social membership, which allows access to educational seminars, is $15 per person and $20 for a family. Membership costs for riding coaches are $200. Pettingle also noted the programs the association offers for at-risk youth. I think there are a lot of benefits when people can interact with animals, like horses, so I see a lot of potential for something like this as long as that access is maintained. District staff also explained that riders don't have to have their own horse. Consultation on the project was done during the Brennan Park planning process, district staff said. Coun. Stoner said that she was happy to support the request for the lease. I think this is exactly what we meant when we came out of the Brennan Park Fields and Lands Master Plan. We needed to partner with organizations that were using the area to provide the capital costs through grants and fundraising, and I am happy to support a 15-year lease if that means that the Squamish Valley Equestrian Association is able to do that with a little bit more flexibility and fluidity.